Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting second, the center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting third, the second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Shovel Hodge. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Shovel Hodge. For the New York Yankees, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second, the third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting third, the right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting fifth, the catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Schalke. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Schalke. And now, play ball. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan takes first base on ball four. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk bunts towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Mulligan moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ward catches it and throws to second with Scott covering, to double up Mulligan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt takes first base on ball four. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a line drive into center field. Strunk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Strunk. Witt goes all the way around to score. Dugan moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dugan moves to third. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp bunts towards the mound. Hodge fields it and throws to home to get Dugan. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball four. Pipp moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper strikes out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Ruth is chasing the ball. Falk rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. the Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Dixie Leverett now pitching. Bob Shockey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Witt bunts towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward scores. Shockey moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and has Shockey trapped. There's the throw to Collins, who tags Shockey for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Yankees. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shang moves to third. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from Schock and he is safe. Musel steals second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Bob Shockey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockey is 0 for 1 in the game. Shockey hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Shang scores. Musel scores. Ward moves to third. It's 5-1, Yankees. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Witt bunts for a single. Ward scores. Shockey moves to second. It's 6-1, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-0 in the game. Strunk hits a line drive into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a pop-up towards short. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-2 in the game. Pipp hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Pip reaches second base with a double. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Shang hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pip moves to third. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a pop-up towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schalke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Schalke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Witt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schalke moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schalke scores. Witt moves to third. It's 7-1, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Dugan moves to second. Harry Courtney now pitching. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pipp takes first base on ball four. Witt scores. Dugan moves to third. Ruth moves to second. It's 8-1, Yankees. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dugan scores. Ruth moves to third. Pipp moves to second. It's 9-1, Yankees. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Shang takes first base on ball four. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Musel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney strikes out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mulligan hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-1 in the game. Strunk hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Yamyarian now catching. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Bob Shockey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Shockey hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ward moves to third. Scott moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. Scott scores. Witt moves to second. It's 11-1, Yankees. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pipp hits a line drive into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman now catching. Mike McNally now playing second base. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Yankees. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNally misplays the ball. That's an error on McNally. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-2 in the game. McClellan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. McClellan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Yankees. Johnny Ma still pinch hits for Harry Courtney. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ruth who is chasing the ball. Ma still reaches third base with a triple. McClellan scores. Yarian goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-5, Yankees. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Frank Mack now pitching. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McClellan. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNally. The throw from Yarian and he is safe. McNally steals second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNally scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-5, Yankees. Bob Shockey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Shockey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-2 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strunk for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins bunts towards the mound. Shockey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Witt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dugan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Babe Ruth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ruth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pipp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Yarian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Falk strikes out. 2 outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. McClellan moves to second. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. McClellan moves to third. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yarian takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Johnson pinch hits for Frank Mack. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Yarian moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shockey fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.